It is Friday, July 19th, 2013, and from the Carver Center for Public Radio, this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. The 15th annual KUAF Summer Jazz Series continues with the Composer Showcase, the music of Rick Salonen at Walton Art Center Star Theater on Saturday, July 27th. This performance will present the compositions and arrangements of Dr. Rick Salonen performed by duos, trios, quartets, and quintets from local jazz artists, including the 18-piece Fayetteville Jazz Collective. Tickets and more information are available online at KUAF.com.
Later on Ozarks, Don't Stop Please is a band recently relocated to Northwest Arkansas from Central Arkansas. We asked them to bring all of their instruments to our studio.
And some other musicians. Young people involved with the Drum Corps International spend all day practicing, all night performing, and somewhere, somehow, sometimes sleeping. Christina Thomas catches up with one DCI ensemble as they make their way through our part of the world.
But first, a top official with the Arkansas Department of Community Correction is retiring as an investigation is underway into the agency's handling of one offender's case. Daryl Dennis was an 8-time parole absconder who in May was arrested on a capital murder charge. Steve Arnold, the Assistant Director of Parole and Probation Services, says he will retire on August 1st. Governor Mike Beebe says changes are being made.
You've seen a whole lot of action already been taken with some policy changes. You've already seen some personnel changes as well. We don't yet have the administrative investigation back from the state police. That's another piece of information we're waiting on. But there's corrective action that's already been taken, and I'm sure there'll be more.
The interim director of the State Department of Community Correction plans to submit recommended changes to the Board of Corrections on August 2nd.
On the jobs front, the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics reports Arkansas's unemployment rate for June was unchanged, but that doesn't account for disappointing jobs news from the past month. Many employees at Baptist Health System are expected to learn Monday if they're being laid off, as the statewide network of hospitals and clinics cuts 170 jobs. Meanwhile, a jobs fair is being held today in Conway for about 500 HP employees being let go. Local Chamber of Commerce officials organizing today's event hope some of those displaced employees can be hired by Fidelity National Information Services, which said this week it will add up to 200 new jobs at its Little Rock office. Governor Beebe says news on the jobs front lately has been frustrating.
It's a constant battle. We continue to try to recruit and try to prioritize economic development right at the top of the list next to education. And this is just part of the struggle. But we celebrate the good news, but then we feel for the folks that have lost their jobs too.
Another employer, Nordex, which at one time had talked about having 750 workers at its wind turbine plant in Jonesboro, disappointed many by announcing last month that it was closing the plant amid uncertainty in the U.S. market.
Arkansas's 2nd District Congressman acknowledges that a bill he authored, which would delay implementation of part of the federal health care law, is not likely to go anywhere in the Senate. But Republican Representative Tim Griffin says he hopes his bill to delay the employer mandate will at least get a vote.
The Republican leadership have in the Senate, they've asked that the Harry Reid, the majority leader, bring the bill and the accompanying bill that deals with the individual mandate. They've asked that the majority leader bring those to a vote. I don't know what the chances are, but they are not good, I am sure, based on what I've heard from the White House. And other Democrats.
The bill comes after the Obama administration announced a one-year delay earlier this month for the employee mandate. Congressman Griffin argues the president is taking action that's unconstitutional. He says it should go through Congress.
Arkansas gas prices have increased this past week, with the average cost statewide at $3.47. That's up 15 cents from last week. Mike Wright, spokesman for AAA, says higher gas prices are common for the summer months. Bright says prices in Arkansas are now on the low end compared to nearby states like Kentucky, where the average price is $3.65.
The Arkansas Alcoholic Beverage Control Board has finished the first round of hearings for liquor licenses in Benton County. In total, 39 permits were approved for stores selling packaged liquor in the county, while 15 applications were denied outright, and one application was given a 60-day stay while ABC board members gather more information. According to the City Wire, the lion's share of permits were granted for stores in Rogers and Bentonville, with 14 and 12 permits being being granted in each city respectively. Lowell and Gentry will be home to three new liquor stores, and the cities of Bella Vista, Pea Ridge, Salem Springs, Centerton, Garfield, Decatur, and Prairie Creek will each have one permitted liquor store. Because permit holders must wait 30 days after receiving their permits, liquor stores could begin opening by mid-August.
The city of Fayetteville will soon begin work on resurfacing a section of East Township. Beginning Monday, the street will be closed between Old Wire and Crossover Roads between the hours of 6 a.m. and 4 p.m. The street will reopen after 4 p.m. and will remain open on weekends. In addition, the Goley Park parking lot on Township will be closed while workers are present, but it will be open for the Goley Park concert on July 25th. The work is expected to last through August 2nd.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals returned to Arvest Ballpark in Springdale last night to open up a string of seven consecutive games at home. The Nats squeezed out a 6-5 victory over the Springfield Cardinals last night. Play continues tonight in Springdale.
Tonight, cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, with lows from 68 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 73 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. Partly sunny tomorrow with a 30% chance of showers and highs in the lower to mid-90s. Tomorrow night, expect partly cloudy skies with a slight chance of showers and lows from 68 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 73 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley.